I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, and a pleasure to welcome back. It's been far too long.
Yes, it has.
Mick Schaefer, our friend, sports director at KSHB 41 News in Kansas City. Mick, welcome back to Bennett Woods in San Diego on 97.3 The Fan.
What's up, fellas? It has been a while.
Yeah.
It was my idea yesterday. I called Paul and I go, man, we have not talked to Mick Schaefer like all season long. And I said, he's one of my favorite guests. We just, you know, we had so much Padres baseball to talk about. And then we got, you know, here we go. And like for the fifth year in a row, Kansas City Chiefs are hosting again the championship game. So you guys are getting quite used to this.
It's the Arrowhead Invitational.
It is. It is. It's like a PGA Tour event. My God, man. Never gets old, crazy. Though. Never gets old.
It doesn't. I mean, I've covered this team for like 25 years now. And so like the first, I don't know, almost 20 years of that was in large part a moribund franchise. They went a generation almost without a playoff win. And now they get multiple playoff wins every January now with Patrick Mahomes.
All right, so yesterday the news out of Kansas City, Mick, was Mahomes is full go in practice and like 100% he will be playing. Is it just me that is almost like it's almost too confident for this early in the week? Like, is there any skepticism, anything going on in Kansas City? Do you believe everything they're saying?
Oh, there's plenty of skepticism in Kansas City and nationwide on this. I'm not part of that group. He's going to be fine, fellas, maybe limited a little bit, but us as the media, we are not going to let him be healthy this week, okay? Because he's talking again. I'm at Arrowhead right now. He's talking again here at the facility in about an hour or so, and there will be 15 more questions about his ankle. So we're just setting it up, right? So if he wins, it's going to be the Willis Reed game, right? Do people even get that reference anymore?
Yeah, I wonder.
I'm old. It's you like, guys get it? You're old.
The Nick playoff game, broken leg, went hobbling back out there.
Hobbling back on. Kirk Gibson's all, you know, that's one. But even that was a long time ago, the last time the Dodgers won a real World Series.
That time
series.
You came in when you were really sick.
When I was sick, yeah.
And did the radio show.
Did the radio show.
That was the time you guys came in hungover, absolutely.
Yeah, the Woods game.
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Woods game.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, so that's it. So that we're set up the narrative for the Woods game, the Mahomes overcome the ankle, and then, of course, if they lose, it's something to blame it on. I think he's had this injury before on his other leg, so that's a little bit different, but it was a high ankle sprain. He played through it in Jacksonville in 2019, came back and played, you know, didn't miss a play, and actually put up crazy numbers the next few games playing on it. So I have all the confidence in the world that no ankle in the history of man is going to be taken care of as well as this one this week, and he'll come out and be very similar to the Mahomes of old, which he has been dominant, guys, in these conference championship games, aside from the second half of last year's Bengals game, where it was just kind of like an out-of-body experience for him. He played his worst half of football in his career, or maybe a concussed experience. That's been the rumor, the speculation, the theory here over a year. Something happened there. So it's a big game, and he's, you know, even with the ankle, he was never going to miss this because I think he wants some revenge. And look, there's a lot to be had here. The Bengals have owned the Chiefs the last three times.
He's so good that when he's bad, it's because he must have a concussion.
Yeah, like, it's
the only way to explain him having one poor half of football a season. He's that good. He must be concussed. And, Mick, you always think about, we had it, you know, going back to baseball a little bit. It's that thing where you want to, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best and all that. And, you know, when you get the draw for the Major League Baseball playoffs and you're like, all right, if we beat the Mets, we got the Dodgers. And you're like, oh my God, I couldn't want to play a team less. They just won 111 games. We ended up handling our business and it was incredible.
Yeah.
But I got to imagine for you guys and for Chiefs fans out there, this is the draw that you really didn't want to get. And you know you can beat them. You know you can. But this is the one, if you had your choice, you wouldn't have picked the Bengals to play.
Absolutely, in a normal scenario. If both games were going to be at Arrowhead in Kansas City, you were going to, I think a lot of Chiefs fans were cheering for the Bills because the Bills have beaten the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have beaten the Bills. And I feel like, I frankly feel like the Bengals are a better team. But it's such a weird setup this year, right? With, okay, if you play the Bills, it's going to be in Atlanta. Okay, well, you got to travel for the first time in Mahomes' playoff existence. And so that was almost made it like a coin flip. Like, nobody, you know, people want the home game, but they also want the Bills. So people were divided.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. In a normal situation, I think the Chiefs match up much better against the Bills. And the way both teams are playing right now, Bills versus Bengals, I think you wanted the Bills. And so you're the Chiefs, you have the best team left, and vice versa for the Bengals. And this is going to be, I mean, this is going to be the narrative for a long time. None of these guys are going anywhere. Burrow's not going anywhere. Allen's not going anywhere. Herbert's not going anywhere. Lawrence isn't going anywhere. Lamar Jackson, I don't know. We'll see.
He may go somewhere. Yeah.
He may go somewhere, right? It's just the AFC's just loaded with quarterbacks. I think in large part it's because of Patrick Mahomes and the effect he's had on this conference. And on the NFC side, I guess you have to be, I don't know, Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy or Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hurts is a heck of a quarterback, but it is I think it's almost a different world in the quarterbacking in the two conferences.
Talking to our pal Mick Schaefer from Kansas City here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, look, as long as you have Travis Kelce and an even semi-healthy 85% Patrick Mahomes, I got to imagine that you like your chances. Kelce is one of the best I've ever seen do it. He just is. He and Kittle on the other side over from San Francisco, watching those two guys, they are absolute game changers and help their quarterbacks tremendously. If they take Kelce out, you know, if they are able to contain him, how do you like the Chiefs' chances? Because I'm sure that's what they're going to be keying on if you're the Bengals' defense. Try to keep him from running free.
I don't like him, absolutely, if that's the case. Look, that's what the Bengals have done in those three matchups. We on one of our specials last night, we ran like the Chiefs kind of wide receivers numbers this year, ranked with the other wide receiving corps. So taking out Travis Kelce, right, and taking out Jerick McKinnon, who's caught like, 10 touchdowns out of the backfield this year for Kansas City. If you take those guys out and just, you know, focus on Valdez-Scantling, you both focus on Smith-Schuster, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, those guys, they're a middle-of-the-road pack, right, in the NFL. They're like 14th or 15th. And it's kind of eye-opening to me because you think it's this, you know, this high-powered offense, and it is a high-scoring offense in the NFL. They produce. But when you just ISO those receivers, they've been okay. So if you take Kelce away, I think that'd be a huge thing for the Bengals. And these three games, they've all been three-point wins by the Bengals. But at times in all three of them, the Chiefs were dominating, especially in the championship game here last year. Chiefs were up 21-3. And so kind of weird, fluky, yet self-induced, happenings have occurred for the Chiefs in all those games. And look, Chiefs shoot themselves in the foot all the time. But what would be colossal mistakes for most teams are just overcome because you have Patrick Mahomes. But when you're playing teams as good as the Bengals, they just haven't been able to overcome them. So, yeah. Just not making brain dead mistakes is I think key number one for Kansas City, because that's been kind of a theme throughout the season.
Talking to Kansas City sportscaster Mick Schaefer here on Ben and Woods. And Mick, let me ask you about the legacy of Andy Reid. I mean, when you look at the numbers, he's got the fifth most wins coaching time, all time coaching.
Fifth most, yes.
he's
fifth most.
He's 8 years, I think 8 years younger than Bill Belichick. You know, at some point, Bill Belichick's going to retire. I mean, are we talking about one of the greatest coaches in NFL history? And, I mean, here he is, the chance to go to another Super Bowl. I mean, what's the knock? Is there a knock still on Andy Reid at all?
I think a second Super Bowl takes him up, obviously, into another echelon. And I've said it before, I think it's a huge game, not only for him, but also the Chiefs, right? if you lose again to the Bengals, well, the Bengals are the new Chiefs all of a sudden. They're the ones that have gone to back-to-back Super Bowls. They're the team to beat in the AFC. And you look back on this five-year run of AFC championship games, and you look and you will have had, what, one Super Bowl win, two Super Bowl appearances, and three championship game losses. And people will look at that, and wrongly so, right? But they'll look at it as almost as a failure. If you win this game, you go on and win the Super Bowl, all of a sudden things, you know, in Andy's past that look like quote-unquote failures are seen as accomplishments, which they should be. All the NFC championship games, right, he got to with the Eagles. Yeah, they lost, but it turns around to where, like, you know what? He made it to all those games. He made all those championship games. Well, you know, what a winner, right? And if he gets another championship here, you look back on the 5 years, you say, hey, you got three Super Bowls. You won two of them. That's great. It's a win right there on that five-year run. And by the way, it's probably still going to be going. I think it's just a huge game for narratives, and even for Patrick Mahomes as well, to win this game, put the stamp on it that you're still the team to beat in the AFC, and go out and try to win another Super Bowl.
Well, Mick, it had been far too long, but it was great catching up with you. Appreciate all the info on the Kansas City Chiefs, and enjoy that championship game and maybe a trip to the Super Bowl as well coming up.
We'll do. It's going to be balmy, 24 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, my God, 24 degrees.
It was like in the 50s last night at freezing. The golf tournament, and I was dying. It was so cold
freezing
out there.
Cold outside.
All right, Mick, thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Mick Schaefer, sports director in Kansas City on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.